And we've got no news. That's a good start. Sorry about that.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's just gone 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. It's time for me, John Chubb, with the Non-League Hour. Very good evening to you.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of crying, oh, I'm crying.
This is Phoenix 98FM.
So it's time for us to take another look back across last week in local non-league football, and going to start off with the Essex Senior Cup final, which took place at Colchester's Community Stadium on Tuesday night, when Braintree Town, who won the competition once before, the last time in 1996, took on three-time winners Concord Rangers, an All-National League South affair. And I've got a post-match report I did, which I'm going to play for you right now. all over at the JobServe Community Stadium in the Essex Senior Cup final. It's finished Braintree Town 2, Concord Rangers 0. And Braintree, who have proved to be a surprise package in the National League South this season, won the cup for the second time and for the first time in 27 years as they saw off their Essex National League South rivals Concord Rangers in tonight's final. In the fourth minute, there was an early Braintree appeal for a penalty for a foul on striker Alfie Pavey, but referee Aaron Farmer waved play on before Pavey recovered to set up a chance for Matt Rush, whose shot was narrowly tipped over by Concord goalkeeper Mitch Beattie. The Iron were having all of the play in the early stages, and a Kyron Farrell free kick found Pavey, who came close before Angelo Habibside went in front in the 11th minute. Rush outpacing the Beach Boys defence before firing the ball to Beattie's right and into the bottom corner to give his side a 1-0 lead. With 18 minutes gone, Regis looked as though he could be about to double Braintree's lead, but he was foiled by a superbly timed challenge from Concord defender Jack Thomas. As the half-hour mark approached, the Iron were very close to scoring once again, and they had a good fingertip save from Beattie prevented this as Braintree continued to dominate. But a few minutes later at the other end, Rush went down in the box and appealed for a penalty, although it looked an innocuous challenge and referee Farmer once again waved play on. A rare Concord corner in the 38th minute resulted in Thomas glancing a header just over the bar, which was as far as the Canvey base men had come to scoring at that point. With not long left until the break, Pavey found the net for the Iron from Rush's cross, but was adjudged to be offside and the score remained 1-0 at the interval. Then 10 minutes after the restart, Braintree were awarded a penalty, much to the chagrin of their opponents, where Pavey was adjudged to have been fouled inside the edge of the area. And once the forward was back on his feet, he sent Beattie the wrong way to make it 2-0. Concord continued to try and press forward, Bo Kamara having a curly effort that wasn't far away, but they weren't creating many meaningful chances. Once the game had entered the final 10 minutes, the Iron weren't far from scoring a third when lively Pavey caught Rangers on the break, teeing up Jack Turner, whose shot went over. So it finished 2-0 to Braintree, who were good value for their victory as they largely played a more organised game of football, especially in the first half, whereas Concord, for the endeavour they showed, often gave the ball away and they never really looked like finding their way back into the match, something manager Rob Small and his players will need to urgently address if they are to be playing at non-league step 2 again next season. The final was watched by 2,428, a very healthy crowd indeed. Final score, Braintree Town 2, Concord Rangers 0. So, Braintree Town win the Essex Senior Cup for the second time in their history, and on one occasion previously, during one of Concord's three wins, Braintree were losing finalists, so they got their revenge on them on Tuesday night. And yeah, a well-deserved victory, as I said in the report. Concord struggled to make much of an impact on the match, and Braintree looked more fluid of the two sides throughout, I thought. So well done to them. And after the match, I had a chat with their assistant manager, Steve Pitt. I spoke to him because Angelo Harrop, Braintree's manager, had completely lost his voice and was unable to speak hardly. So he asked me to talk to Steve Pitt, his right-hand man instead, and here's what Steve had to say. Steve, congratulations. Great night for Braintree Town. And only the second time the club have won this competition. Yourself and Angelo must be really proud.
Yeah, very much so. As I just said in the previous interview, we felt realistically that it was a competition that we could do well in, if not win. We come through some really, really tough hurdles and tough games because we came here against Colchester, and clearly, you know, the way they set up, they wanted to win the game. We did the same thing at Chelmsford away in the semi-final. So we've earned the right to be here, and I think our performance was plenty good enough tonight to deservedly win the trophy.
It's been quite an extraordinary season for you. You've exceeded all expectations, really, in the league. But has this competition been a nice kind of distraction, in a way?
Yeah, kind of. As I said already, it's something that you can have a realistic aim for. given the fact that you're not going to win the FA Cup and you're highly likely, unlikely to win the trophy. So it's a realistic target. And yeah, it has been a good distraction. We never set our stall out right from Molden and Tiptree away that we were going to treat the competition with anything but respect. And that's what we've done. And as I say, I think the run that we've been on to get ourselves here and ultimately win the trophy and the performance tonight, we're deserved winners.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at this season so far, you had to virtually rebuild an entire squad at the beginning of the season, didn't you? And I don't think anybody really predicted that Braintree Town would be up there, but, you know, you've not lost at home in the league. Now you've won this trophy. You must be really, really pleased with how things have gone for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to have belief in yourself and the way that you do things. And, you know, Angelo, who I've known since he was born because his father's a friend of mine. You know, Angelo's got great potential, and I believe this is just a start for him, in all honesty. Hopefully I'll provide the foil that he needed and he needs, and it works very, very well. But, you know, we believe in what we do, we believe in the way that we do it, and hopefully, not just ourselves, but the players are getting their rewards.
Okay, who stood out for you tonight in particular?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not really going to single anybody out. I thought everybody did their job.
Yeah.
I thought we defended well. I thought we protected our goalkeeper exceptionally well. As I said just now, I think the only little minor disappointment was that I thought we could have been out of sight by half time with the chances we created in the first half. But that's nitpicking, because I thought that the way that we carried our first half performance into our second half performance, the penalty killed the game, really, didn't it?
Yes.
And from there on in, I was delighted with the way that we kept the ball and took the sting out of the game. And yeah, I think ultimately, without any disrespect to the opposition, we were comfortable winners.
Congratulations again, Steve. Thanks a lot for your time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So, a very happy Steve Pitt, the assistant manager of Braintree Town, talking to me after the Essex Senior Cup final on Tuesday night.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98 FM.
So now we're going to take a look back at the other non-league games that have taken place locally in the last 7 days, focusing on the National League first of all. And it was the first match in charge of Dagenham and Redbridge for Ben Strevens, their new manager, who was appointed just before the weekend. He saw his new Daggers side face Oldham Athletic at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, and it finished 1-1. Jay Bird put the Daggers in front after 37 minutes, but Oldham equalised late on, 6 minutes from time, in fact. So it finished Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Oldham 1. Meanwhile, Southend United, unfortunately for them, slipped to a fifth defeat on the bounce, losing 2-1 at home to Aldershot Town at Roots Hall, and their playoff hopes really are beginning to slip away. Rhys Murphy gave the Shrimpers an early lead in the 16th minute, but Aldershot replied twice in the second half to take all 3 points in front of nearly 6,000 fans at Roots Hall. So Southend now in 10th place. They've played 37 and won 53. 1 point behind them, having played the same amount of games, are Dagenham and Redbridge on 52 points. Wrexham remain top of the league. They won again at the weekend, 3 points ahead of Notts County in second. They've got a game in hand on them as well, of the Welsh side. And it's Woking, Chesterfield, Barnet, Eastleigh and Bournemouth, who are the other sides in the playoff spots. At the other end, Maidstone, Torquay, Scunthorpe and Gateshead, who Dagenham and Redbridge have a trip to during the week. Next week, they currently make up the bottom four. Meanwhile, in the National League South, on Saturday, there was a magnificent comeback for Chelmsford City at Melbourne Park, and they're up to fourth place now in the Vadovarama South after beating Worthing by 4-2. They fell behind twice, the Clavets, but Liam Trotter, Michael Falevi, Ranjit Krajniki from the penalty spot, and Freddie Hockey, a minute from time, ensured that the Clarets took all 3 points. 941 watching that one at the Melbourne Community Stadium. But there was a defeat on the road for Braintree Sound ahead of their cup final on Tuesday. They lost 2-1 away at Hungerford Town, who are currently in the relegation zone. So possibly a bit of a surprise defeat for the Iron, but they remain in fifth place, just behind Chelmsford. Concord Rangers were due to play second place Dartford on Saturday. Concord, the bottom side, but due to a waterlogged pitch at the Aspect Arena, that match was postponed. And the wet weather towards the end of last week had something of an impact on the non-league programme, not only across our area, but also around the country, with a number of matches being postponed due to waterlogged pitches. So, as I said, Chelmsford City are fourth. They've played 39 and won 65. And Braintree just a point behind them on 64, having played the same amount of games. At the other end of the table, Concord still in bottom place, currently 7 points from safety, but they've played just 33 and they've got games in hand over many of the sides, in fact over all of the other sides in the league, so they can take some heart from that, I guess. Weymouth, Hungerford and Cheshire also in the drop zone. At the other end, Ebbsfleet United still the runaway leaders. They won again on Saturday. Now 18 points clear at the top of second place Dartford. Oxford City in third, Havant and Waterlooville in sixth, and Worthing in seventh place are the other sides in the playoff spots. We're going to take a look at the Isthmian League shortly after we've heard from Squeeze and Goodbye Girl.
98 FM.
On to the ESPN Premier League then, and Billericay Town were due to travel to Hastings United on Saturday, but because of heavy rain on the south coast, the pitch at the Pilot Field was left waterlogged, and so that match was postponed and will be played at a later date. But other matches survived, including leaders Hornchurch, who travelled to Haringey Borough. And Haringey led from the 23rd minute onwards right up until near the end of the match, when in the dying stages, Charlie Stimson equalised for the Urchins to give them a 1-1 draw, and they remain top of the table. Avely, meanwhile, they stay in third place after a 1-0 win away to Mark 8. Harry Kim Gibbs scoring for the Millers just before half-time. And Canvey Island kept up their promotion challenge. Brad Wellman's men travelled to Bogden Regis Town, and an Evans Kouassi goal 5 minutes before half-time gave the girls all 3 points. At the other end of the table, it's still proving to be a struggle to get out of trouble for Bowers and Pitsley, and they were comfortably beaten 4-1 by 8th-placed Horsham on Saturday. And only a goal from Henry Sinai 4 minutes from time was the only thing Bowers had to cheer about, because Horsham were already comfortably in front at that point. So the league table reads as follows in respect of our local sides. Hornchurch top, having played 35, we're on 73. They've played one less than second placed Bishop Stortford, who are on 70 points. Avely just behind Stortford, having also played 36, and they're also on 70, but Stortford have a superior goal difference. Canvey Island in fourth place, having played 36 and on 68. And Enfield Town on the other side in the playoff spots in fifth, they've played 35 and on 63. Billericay currently in 12th place. Bowes and Pitsy remain 20th. They are currently 6 points from safety on 27. Brightley Sea Region, Corinthian Casuals, and Herne Bay also remain in the bottom four. So there were some postponements in the Isthmian North on Saturday, with Brentwood Town's trip to Witham Town for one of the ones which fell foul of the weather. And we had a featured match. Tilbury took on Heybridge Swifts at Chadfields. That was one of the matches that did survive. And watching that game for us was Andy Gardner.
At Chadfields, Tilbury 0, Heybridge Swifts 1, on a very sunny afternoon but a very difficult muddy pitch. But Heybridge won it, and a big win for them as they chase grades for that final playoff spot. Tilbury, on the other hand, will be really disappointed at not only the goal they conceded, but also in the chance they missed. They probably deserve to point out of this one. The game ultimately was decided by one of the season's quickest goals of the season. After just 24 seconds, Tilbury asleep from the kickoff. Tyler Brampton, the right back, got down the right, put over a perfect cross right onto the head of Matt Price, and the former Billericay Brentwood man headed into the corner. 1-0. That would turn out to be the only goal of the game somehow. Chances galore though. A very open game with the referee really letting things flow. Price had the ball in the net again after 18, but his celebrations were curtailed by the linesman's flag. Tilbury had the two other best chances of the first half. Chris Miller putting one just wide of the post, then Ollie Spooner blasted high and wide following a corner. So at half time it was 1-0. It probably should have been level, Tilbury. Second half, Alex Clark was denied by the legs of goalkeeper Tom Ray. And then Adam Weiss, the veteran striker, rejoining the club last week from Witham. He had the ball in the net after 72, but again, his celebrations were also curtailed by the linesman's flag. It got a bit feisty towards the end, a series of yellow cards. We had a bit of a fracas as well. One of the coaching staff of Tilbury was booked as well. But in front of 235 fans, it's a finished Tilbury 0, Heybridge Swifts 1.
So a win for Heybridge Swifts, who are still with a shout of making the playoffs. Struggling Tilbury, though, remaining in the relegation playoff spots. Hashtag United, they are still top over now, but 21 in a row after beating Felixstowe Walton United by a goal to nil. They left it late though. Jermaine Francis scoring 5 minutes from the end, and that was the only goal of that match. That leaves the Tags 9 points clear of second place AFC Sudbury, though. Southwark United suffered a 1-0 defeat away to Goulston. They've yet to win since Steve Butterworth took charge at Rookery Hill. And there was bad news for Grays Athletic, though. They hosted Lowestoft Town, won the playoff hopefuls, and they won 2-1. Troy Osei-Bobi and Sam Bantic, over either side of half-time, scored for Grays. And Lowestoft replied 9 minutes from time from the penalty spot, but Grays held on for all 3 points. It was a defeat for struggling Great Wakering Rovers. They were well beaten by Stowmarket Town at Burroughs Park. Stowmarket won 4-1. Freddie Moriarty scored the consolation for Wakering. And there was a 1-1 draw between Maldon Tiptree and Coggeshall Town. Michael Finneran put the Jammers in the lead before Darnell Kitambo equalised for Coggeshall. Both of those goals coming in the second half. So, as I say, hashtag top, Sudbury, Lowestoft, Stowmarket and Felixstowe, four Suffolk sides in the playoffs. Grays are only outside of the playoff spots on goal difference. They're currently in sixth place. They're on 59 points, same as Felixstowe in fifth. Avery Swift's in seventh, they're on 56, having played 32. East Southwark, eighth on 47. Brentwood Town, 10th on 43. Basildon United, forgot to mention them, actually. They travelled to AFC Sudbury on Saturday, and the home side scored 5 goals without reply. So a miserable afternoon for the Bees up in Suffolk, and they're in 13th on 34 points. And then you have Maldon Tiptree on 30 in 15th. Whittam, who didn't play, on 27 points in 16th. The relegation playoff spots, Tilbury and Great Wakering Rovers on 22 and 20 points respectively. Wakering have a game in hand over Tilbury as well. And at bottom two, Coggeshall Town play 29, 18 points. Holbridge Sports, whose match was postponed on Saturday as well, they play 31 and they're on 18 points. I should just mention, there was one match I've got to mention in the ESPN Premier League, actually. On Tuesday night, Canvey Island won again to strengthen their their fourth place in the ESPN Premier. They travelled to East Sussex and they won 2-0 at Lewis. Evans Kouassi, who was also their goal hero on Saturday, scored a brace during the final 17 minutes of that match to give the Gulls all 3 points. And it's looking good for Brad Wellman's side, and they could yet be in line for a second successive promotion. Let's take a look now at the Essex Senior League, shall we? And it was something of a depleted programme on Saturday, with some fixtures falling foul of the weather. There was one game on Friday night with Woodford Town beating White Enzyme by 2-0. And Saturday saw a 1-1 draw between Barking and Buckhurst Hill, and Ilford beat Romford by a 0-0, and it finished South Morden Town 3, Housted Town 0. And there were some midweek games as well, a cup game between Barking and Redbridge at Maysbrook Park, which Redbridge won 2-1. And in the league, meanwhile, FC Clacton scored 5 at home to Clapton without reply. Another defeat for bottom club Southend Manor at South Church Park. They lost 4-0 against South of Walden Town. And Takeley beat Housted Town 1-0. And also on Tuesday night, it finished West Essex 2, Romford 3. And it was a cup game on Wednesday, last night, and it finished Athletic Newham 2, White Ensign 0. So the current league situation is that Enfield are still top, 5 points clear of second place Redbridge. They've both played 29. Enfield on 74 points, Redbridge on 66. Clacton are in third, they're also on 66, but they've played two more than Redbridge. Woodford Town are Barking are fourth and fifth. Southend Manor still bottom, and Clapton just above them. And Clapton are 4 points ahead of them. Just one match survived. Two matches survived in the Thurlow and Division 1 South on Saturday. Sporting Bangor United, good win for them as they beat Enfield Borough by 5-1. And Stanway Pegasus, another side in contention for a playoff spot. They won 6-2 at home to Tower Hamlets. There was one game on Tuesday night and it finished North West London 1, Basildon Town 5. Going to look at a few transfer stories shortly after we've heard David Bowie. And where are we now?
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the day, sitting in the jungle under the stars. Man lost in time near Cardiff, just walking the dead. Thousand people, crossbows and Buka, fingers are crossed just in case, walking the dead.
We missed that man and his music, David Bowie, and where are we now? 26 minutes to 8 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is the Non-League Hour. Just before I go through a few transfer stories from the last 7 days, she just mentioned the Southern League Division 1 Central as well. Waltham Abbey had a 1-1 draw at home to Kidlington on Saturday, and has left Abbey in 8th place. Waltham Stowe's match was postponed. It fell foul of the weather, but Waltham Stowe is still in 5th place currently in the playoff spots. So a few comings and goings this last week, and Dean Rance in the National League. First of all, Dean Rance has left Dagenham and Redbridge after having his contract cancelled by mutual consent. And Chelmsford City have parted company with winger Jamie Yiller. He has left the club by mutual consent. But there was a new face at Melbourne Park, and he's come from another National League club side, namely Concord Rangers. James Blanchfield has moved to Chelmsford, midfield player, and he was on the bench for their win over Worthing at Melbourne on Saturday. Meanwhile, there's a few stories on the transfer front in the Isthmian North. There's three new faces at Maldon and Tiptree. Goalkeeper Noah Phillips from Leighton Orient. He's joined the club on loan, and he made his debut for them Saturday. Midfielder Sam Carter from East Thurrock. They've signed him from East Thurrock United. And Michael Salako, formerly of Brighton Sea Region, more recently of Basildon United. He was also in the Jammers lineup on Saturday for the first time. Meanwhile, East Thurrock United's new manager Steve Butterworth has been busy bringing in new faces. He signed Adalberto Pinto. He was with Brighton Sea Region in the Isthmian Premier earlier this season. He's also played for Great Wakering Rovers, Bowers and Pitsy Greys Athletic, and Tilbury, and Averley, even Heybridge Smiths and Maldon Tiptree, among others. And another midfielder, Charlie Morris, has arrived previously with Tilbury, Great Wakering and Heybridge, and also Romford. And Ash Shiddick, he has arrived, former Essex Senior League player with Sporting Beggar United and Stansted. Jesse Olukulu has moved across from Grays Athletic. And they've also signed Temi Aladejo, another former Brightlingsea player. And finally, Gail Kaleba, former West Ham United under-18 player. He has also signed for East Thurrock. And also Coggeshall Town have brought in a couple of new faces. Freddie Tandon, first of all, they've signed him from New Salamis. And Riley Cotter, he joined on loan from Queen's Park Rangers. And Cotter, he's a defensive midfielder. And Tandon, he is a defender. He's also played for Grays Athletic before. That may well be all of the transfer news, apart from a couple of other things, because it's actually non-league transfer deadline today, I think it is actually. But one more piece of news: Basildon United have made a new signing today. Scott Pethers, whose previous clubs include Bowers and Pitsy and Great Wakering Rovers, has arrived at Golden as close. One more from the Southern League Division 1 Central: Waltham Stowe have signed Kaylan McGettigan, left back. He's joined from another Southern League Division 1 Central side, Hadley.
You'll be waiting right there.
unmistakable sound of New Order, and that one is called Jetstream.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With the time of 18 minutes to 8, I'm going to start going through the non-league fixtures taking place during the next week. Don't forget it's non-league weekend this week, or non-league day on Saturday. So hopefully we'll see some increased attendances in matches. With it being an international week, there's no Premier League or EFL Championship football. So hopefully non-league clubs will be seeing a few more people through the gates. First off, let's have a look at the National League. And Dagenham and Redbridge, they travelled to struggling Torquay United on Saturday. Torquay, who have been in the relegation zone, I think, pretty much all season. And Ben Strevens will be hoping for his first win as Daggers manager down there in Devon. Also on the road on Saturday, Southend United up in the North West. They are away to Altrincham, who are currently 13th. And the Shrimpers will be hoping to stop the rot, which has seen them lose 5 matches on the bounce and slip out of National League playoff, or the National League playoff spots anyway. Although they do still have a chance of getting back into the top 7, but they do need to start winning some games soon if they are going to do that. And Southend are back in action on Tuesday night. They have a somewhat shorter trip away to Dorking Wanderers, who are just above the drop zone. But Dagenham and Redbridge have their second very long trip in the space of 4 days. They go all the way up to Gateshead, who are just below Dorking in the relegation zone in 21st place. National League South. Meanwhile, on Saturday's fixtures sees Chelmsford City away to Dartford, their old rivals just across the bridge, and that promises to be a very good match indeed, second against fourth. That's going to be an interesting one, certainly. Braintree Town, just behind Chelmsford in fifth, as I mentioned earlier, they are at home to Taunton Town. Newly promoted side this season, Taunton, they came out from the Southern last year. They found it pretty hard going. They're currently 19th, but they're out of the relegation places as things stand. That's more than could be said for Concord Rangers, of course, who, if they are to get out of trouble, have really got to start getting some results together. Now, they've only got... how many more games? They've got 13 more league games to do that. And they travelled to Hemel Hempstead Town, currently in mid-table on Saturday. And Concord have another away match on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday the 28th, and they're away to Farnborough, who are one place above 13th placed Hemel Hempstead. Farnborough, they are currently 12th. Meanwhile, the Isthmian Premier League on Saturday sees a home match for Billericay Town, currently 12th, against 10th placed Carshalton Athletic. Leaders Hornchurch, they are at home to Margate, currently in 16th place. The Urchins will fancy their chances there. Avery, currently in 3rd, they face the bottom club Brightling Sea Regent at Parkside. Canvey, currently 4th, 9th placed Hastings United, and Bowes and Pitsy continue their battle to avoid relegation. They faced Folkestone Invicta, who are currently 11th at the Len Salmon Stadium. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Hornchurch are in action again. They are away at 5th placed Enfield Town. That promises to be an interesting battle. In Isthmian North, meanwhile, Saturday's game sees Brentwood Town at home to Grays Athletic, who, as I mentioned earlier, just outside of the playoff spots. And Basildon United, they're at home to Felixstowe and Walton, another side in the playoffs. Coggeshall Town and Tilbury meet and that's a battle of two of the struggling sides. Eastbury United take on Heybury Swifts at Rookery Hill. Great Wakering Rovers, another side looking to avoid the drop there at home to Wroxham. Maldon Tiptree face Lowestoft Town at home. Hashtag United are away to fourth-placed Stowmarket, looking for their 22nd win on the bounce, but there surely is being Premier League bound now are the tags, and Witham Town have a home match against Hullbridge Sports. One match on Tuesday is a local derby between Coghill Town and Witham Town. And in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Saturday's fixtures includes Waltham Abbey away to Barton Rovers and Walthamstow just inside the playoff spots. They travel to Aylesbury United on Saturday. It's Feeder in Side by Side. Just got one more task before I leave you this evening. Just going to go through the Essex Senior League in the Thurlow 1, Division 1 South. fixtures, set 5 and 6 for the coming week. Plenty of games to choose from. If you fancy some Friday night football in the Essex Senior League, you can go watch Athletic Newham versus White Ends Iron, Romford versus Clapton, or Woodford Town versus Housted Town. Saturday sees West Essex play South End Manor. That's a lunchtime kickoff at 12:30. At 3 o'clock, Balkhurst Hill take on Saffron Walden Town. Clacton take on Salbridgeworth Town. Ilford take on Takeley. And Stansted entertain Barking. There's one Saturday evening kickoff as well with Stanway Rovers at home to Redbridge. There's a game on Sunday. Leaders Enfield take on Little Oakley. That kicks off at 1 p.m. Monday night sees a game at Crickle Fields at 7:45 between Ilford and Saffron Walden Town. Tuesday night, Barking are at home to White Ends Iron. Stansted take on Housted Town. Takeley are at home to Clacton FC, that is away to West Essex the same evening. A couple of evening games on Wednesday night, Athletic Newham versus Romford and Enfield versus Redbridge. That's a biggie, first versus second. Both of those kick off at 7:45 on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nine Division 1 South, Saturday sees Enfield Borough entertain Parkview. Newbury Forest take on Burnham Ramblers. Spalding Bellevue United looking to strengthen their playoff position. They're at home to Mayan Baker. St Margaretsbury take on Cannonswood. Stanway Pegasus versus Basildon Town. Both of those sides in the playoff spots. Wivenhoe Town are at home to Barkingside. Wormley Rovers face Cogshall United. And on Tuesday night, Wormley are at home again against leaders Frenford. Wednesday night, there's a few games. Barkingside versus Basildon Town, Benfleet versus St Margaretsbury, Cannonswood versus Hackneywick, Mayan Baker versus Newbury Forest, and also Tamar Hamlets. They face Parkview. The very best of luck to all of our local teams during the coming week. Try and get to a game on Saturday if you can, but it being non-league day. If you can't, though, you're more than welcome to join me. We'll have updates on all that's going on Phoenix Sport here on Phoenix 98 FM, only on Phoenix 98 FM between 3 and 6 p.m. on Saturday. And I should be back all being well next Thursday night with the non-league hour. That's going to be 7 till 8 p.m. next Saturday, next Thursday even. Thanks for listening and a very good night to you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.